It's 28 before the hour, and now it's time for that celebrity snitch, Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Everything is kosher.
You hear that phone today? You hear that phone today? Oh, Skip Murphy.
That's tight. Nice. Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilk.
Hello, Huggles.
And Rod, man.
Yes, sir.
It's Friday the 20th. Mofo, we have officially 9 days till the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight, y'all.
Yes, sir.
This is going to be the fight of the century. Tickets are sold out, like my people at H-Town say, already. They were gone in less than 60 seconds, y'all. People are putting off their weddings, delaying the births of their kids, postponing their court dates. I even heard an inmate on death row requested he lethal injection be moved to May 3rd, y'all. Oh, it's serious, y'all. This is serious. He wanna know before he goes, y'all. Couldn't get that out.
Wait there, yeah.
I had to wait for it, y'all. He probably dead now. Y'all put my bootlegger down for contender number one.
What?
Yeah, y'all. He sold me a bootlegger, the Manny Pacquiao fight already. Mayweather Pacquiao. Yeah. 4 months ago. But Mayweather and Pacquiao were not in the bootleg, y'all. Kevin Hart played Floyd Mayweather, and Zach Galifianakis played Pacquiao. Contender number two, rapper 50 Cent.
Uh-oh.
50 Cent and Mayweather are supposedly money team friends again, y'all, after beefing hard for years. How convenient, 50. You make up before the fight.
Yeah.
I guess blood is thicker than vitamin water, y'all. Contender number three, my cousin Nardo for thinking he caught listeria from bumping and grinding all night with his girlfriend. Oh. Yeah, so I told him you catch listeria from Bluebell. You have blue ball so hard. Y'all like that song? Contender number four, that prostitute that said warn the hooker strumpet whisper sap. Y'all like that? The hooker,
like
strumpet's whisperer. He tried to tackle them after they disagreed over a fee.
Right?
Yeah, you see the tape? Popo have tapes supposedly of the women. And I don't know their names, Silver. Let's call them Laverne and Strumpet. They said Warren tried to tackle them and then haggle after he skedaddled. Skedaddle. You like that word, Skip?
I like feeling, yeah.
That's called fleeting after, you know, skedaddle.
Getting away, yeah.
You know. First of all, if Warren still had energy to tackle two prostitutes, somebody didn't do a good job. Somebody blew it. Somebody dropped the ball, y'all. Too soon?
No.
Contender number five, Warren Sapp, for being silly like that. Y'all Google that tape, y'all. Contender number six, Jameis Winston, for just saying he's not a crab-toe maniac. He didn't steal the crab legs. He got the hookup. Why in the hell are you hollering hookup now? You trying to protect your crab leg connect? Contender number seven, Creflo Dollar, y'all. Yeah, he's mad because people mad at him because he asked his congregation for a $65 million jet. Creflo said, if I'm dreaming, then leave me alone. Pay your tithes and provide, pay your home. Don't wake me, I'm scheming. Amen. Huggy Lowdown, I am the Bama of the week. Man, it's not like I had a speech and pedicure all week talking with my foot in my mouth. Duval Comedy Zone tonight. Two shows, y'all. Two shows tomorrow. May 1st, I'm at the Dynacon Center with me and Chris Paul in Greensboro. That was real clear right there, wasn't it?
Yeah.